Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what I have in my lucky dip today. Nella's asked, where does one start with a wardrobe transition? The portrait area and then gradually replace skirts, bottoms, jackets? Is it easier to introduce new neutrals first, even though one's preference might be for colours? I really think, now this is quite a big question, so I might just talk about this one today. There's a lot to go on here, and it probably really depends on what you already have in your wardrobe. Maybe look first. I would start with what's worn out. If there's something that's worn out or got dated or not fitting terribly well, that would be the things I would be looking at replacing first with something better. So first of all, if you're going to do any major wardrobe transition, work out what it is that you love. And this is where we need to know all those pieces of the style puzzle. Because as much as knowing what flatters your body shape, there's so much more to know. And this is why I have all this in my 7 Steps of Style program, because there's a whole big puzzle of pieces that needs to fit together before you even think about starting to go shopping, particularly when you're building a wardrobe. It's really important to think about, how do I build my wardrobe in a way that's really going to work for me, that's going to be a really great use of my time, energy, and money. As I do it, so I'm going to have some longevity out of it as well. So I would start off thinking about, well, what is not working at the moment? So have a look at things like the clothes you that aren't working for you. So what you're not wearing or has, probably the not wearing. And also compare that to the clothes you are wearing. Now, some of the are wearings may have got worn out and they need to be let go of. But there could be a reason. What we want to first do is distinguish what it is we love, what it is that, you know, what's in an outfit that makes us happy. So when I'm creating a successful outfit that I go, oh, I love this outfit, this looks good, I like it, I'm comfortable in it, suits my lifestyle, suits my personality, all those little aspects, suits my physicality, my colouring, you know, all those bits and pieces, have a look at that and go, well, what is it I love about that outfit? So what are the elements of design and style and stuff that have gone into that outfit? And then have a look at those clothes in your wardrobe that never get worn and see if you can figure out what it is about them. This is often we can find our, you know, must-have list versus our never-want-to-have list. Don't make that same mistake again, because most of us have got clothes that we wear a lot and clothes we wear very little in our wardrobe. So if you're going to do any rebuilding, you want to know what it is. Now, there's no point in me saying start with the neutrals if you really just wear colour, because that would be a waste for you. But for many of us, some neutrals are really useful to have. So it really depends. This is why, look at your favourite outfits and compare them. What is about them you love compared to your least favourite clothes that are not getting worn? Because they do say the average woman wastes about $900 a year on clothes she doesn't wear. Now, if you're replacing your entire wardrobe, if you're rebuilding it, this is going to be potentially even higher if you're investing a whole lot of money at one time. So I like to go into these things being very conscious about what I'm doing and curating. So think about curating your wardrobe rather than just buying stuff, any old stuff to get there. So there's nothing worse than a kind of quickly bought wardrobe without much thought, because that's often where we make those style mistakes. So it's that looking at what does and doesn't work for you. And then thinking about, okay, well, what kind of clothes do I like to wear? You know, am I a skirts person, a pants person, a dress person? Is it different from summer to winter? Am I a hot person? Am I a cold person? Do I need layers, or do I need nothing longer than a 3/4 sleeve because I get too hot? Like, all those sorts of things are also really important. What kind of fabrics do I like to wear? Do I prefer natural fibers? How do I feel about ironing? Do I want to dry clean? Does everything need to be able to be thrown into the washing machine? Does it need to be able to go into the dryer, or do I drip dry? I mean, all these things are decisions that you need to make, and they're going to impact on your wardrobe as a whole. And it's often things we really don't think about when we're thinking about, well, what do I buy when I go shopping? So I would really think quite carefully about all this kind of stuff before you even think about what you're going shopping for. And also too is because whatever is in stores at the moment, we have no control over. I wish I had some control over it, but I don't. So you're always going to be limited by what's out there. So as you're replacing wardrobes, you need to be able to, rather than saying, I must, you know, replace it with this first or that first, it could just be, what can I find that meets all my criteria that I have predetermined, that I understand really works for me, and then what can I find that fits that? And then it's kind of a gradual building of your wardrobe. And this is why I recommend doing something like my 7 Steps of Style program, because it helps you build that criteria of what really works for you. So you get all your nuts and bolts, your style fundamentals. So when you are out in stores, you're empowered and educated to choose the right pieces rather than anything that just happens to be out there, because that's what's out there at the moment. So I really do think that getting that knowledge is really, really important as you are doing this. So I would say, if you say, Nella, that you love colour, maybe you want to look at, well, what neutrals do I currently wear? Do I wear many neutrals? If I do wear neutrals, maybe they're coloured neutrals. So then it's thinking about what are the coloured neutrals that work for my current colour palette and starting to look for those. But of course, just like fashion trends, colour trends come and go as well. So you'll find that at some time there'll be some colours you can buy everywhere and then suddenly they'll disappear and some other neutral will be the colour of the season as such. So it is that sort of thing. Just don't be impatient. And I think that's one of the other things is we can get very impatient to go, oh, like, I just got to get something now. When in fact, it could be like, maybe in 3 weeks' time, maybe it's 3 months' time, maybe it's 6 months' time, but something new will come into the fashion scene. And so therefore, just because something doesn't exist right now doesn't mean it's not going to exist in the future. And it's better to spend a bit more time and do a little bit more thoughtfully than just rushing out and trying to buy things. I think that's really important to always remember. I think it's important to remember that we want to build a wardrobe that's sustainable, that's conscious, that's curated for who we are today, for our lifestyle, our personality, our location, you know, and suits our personality, our colouring, our current figure, all those sorts of things. We're bringing all these things in together into that wardrobe. And you can see that list, and I've only named a few of those things, but that list is quite long. And so it can be hard to find things. And don't be scared to look online and delve further out from where you would normally shop, because you might find there's pieces out there that you would love, that you've just never heard of the store. And this is one of the things I love seeing in my 7 Steps groups. When somebody says, oh, I'm looking for this sort of thing. And then people who know of places that you have never heard of will go, oh, this place does that sort of stuff, or that place, you know, and that will open up your world to new opportunities and new places, which, you know, that you can find things from, because you might not, you know, what you are after may not exist in your current location and the places you've always shopped at. But there could be something out there for you that you just haven't discovered yet. I mean, the internet, it's massive. And yep, you've got to be a little bit careful sometimes if you're buying things online. But this is where getting some recommendations from people is so fabulous, because they've usually experienced the places that, you know, that they're recommending, so they know about the quality and all those sorts of things, which is really important when you are buying online. And you can't just touch and feel like you can if you walk into a store. So portrait area is a good place to start if you're thinking about, well, because I always think this is the bit we are looking at the most, our portrait area. It's what you're seeing when we're talking to each other. So it's a good place to start, but it is that sort of thing to go, well, what are the things that, say, you really need in your wardrobe? What, you know, are we changing season? That's another thing to think about. Like, we are leaving winter at the moment and starting to go into spring, which is lovely. So I don't really, if I was going to replace my wardrobe, I wouldn't be looking for more winter things right at the moment. I'd be starting to think about summer clothes, because that's where I'm going to. And so that's where I'm going to kind of go, well, what's coming next? Because as much as I'm, you know, look, if I found something brilliant for winter, I might get it, especially because of the end of season sales or whatever. You go, that's great. But I wouldn't be concentrating my time and energy on that at the moment if that was the way I was going. So as far as skirts, bottoms, jackets, it really, You know, it's all those sorts of things. It's what do you wear the most? How do you spend your time? What kind of clothes do you wear, you know, day in, day out? Something that could be really useful to do would be to take photographs of yourself. So maybe document 2 weeks worth of outfits. Notice what you wear a lot of versus what you wear a little. Notice what sort of outfits you really like versus the ones you don't like as much. See what's really working for you compared to what's not working as well. Like outfit photos are such a brilliant tool. They really help you identify what works for you. So that could be another thing you could do. Decide what it is that's most important to you, what you should focus on. But just remember that when we are shopping, we have to allow the vagaries of the fashion world to be in charge in a way, and they will tell you what you can actually replace first. Because maybe what you're after currently doesn't exist, but don't worry, it will at some time in the future, most likely. So hopefully there are a few things to think about as you're replacing your wardrobe and transitioning. You know, and whether it's, you know, and there's so many reasons we transition wardrobes. It can be, you know, change of job, change of location, change of lifestyle, change of body shape, you know, size, colouring, all those things really come into it. So it's working out where you want to go. So I would say spend the time creating a plan and then think about the shopping. And then like online research is so good because you can start to discover what's out there pretty quickly with just a few Google search clicks. So hopefully that's helped you if you are in this situation. Please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you would love to really start to get your whole wardrobe sorted, then do come and join my 7 Steps of Style program, and I will see you in there. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.